The 2022-23 Circle K Classic just wrapped up, welcoming U18 AAA hockey teams from all around to go head-to-head to see who's best.
South Alberta Hockey Academy ended up winning over the Calgary Buffaloes on the first. They ended up winning 6-0, so they kind of dominated the game. They won last year as well, and we had it in April, so the defending champs. Only the second ever defending champion of the Ben Max tournament, and previous to that, it was about 21 years ago with Shattuck St. Mary's going 3 in a row.
Jesse Hale, general manager of the Circle K Classic, says that while this year's tournament went very well, they have some changes in mind as well as plans for the future.
I think there's just some little learnings regarding just some scheduling stuff, time frame, which rakes to use for which games, a little more freedom for our schedulers kind of when the playoffs come around. I'd like to find a way to add in a female component. Not sure if that's a full-on division like it was 10 years ago, but maybe there's an appetite to showcase a female game, whether that be an all-star game with the Alberta Female Hockey League or the Professional Women's Hockey League, Team Canada, whenever they're on there. Olympic run, which isn't next year. Maybe we get them involved somewhere. But yeah, like some little things, nothing crazy. We're very happy with how the event was kind of received and how it was ran this year.
Hale also says that everyone is happy with how this year's tournament turned out, especially with what the past 3 years have thrown at them.
So in 2020, it got outright canceled. And then 2021, we were rolling along until about December 23rd. And then we had that big uptick and it got canceled. And then we kind of redid it again, April 2022. And then now this is the one. So ultimately we lost a 1 year, and then we kind of had to move it for the next year. So we lost a little bit that way. And then this year we're kind of back to better than normal, we'll even say better than pre-pandemic crowds and attendance. And I think a lot of that has to do with the quality of hockey and quality of teams who were able to get there. But yeah, we were definitely a little worried going in, not knowing, hey, do people still know what this is? Yes, it's got a 44-year history, but with it kind of taking, I'll even say 2 years off, even though we did one in April, are people still going to come out and support it? And they definitely did. So kind of didn't lose a step after taking that time off.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.